Kim Beaver. Hi, Kim Beaver. She says, welcome back. It's good to have you back. Thanks, Kim. I love you. Thank you for all the comedy you do. And even though you're terribly mean to Big Fatty, and he does not deserve any kind of meanness because he's just a wonderful, dear, old, fat, senile man, he does not deserve you being mean and nasty to him, but we get a good laugh out of it. Now, Auntie Vera, on the other hand, that is a whole different story.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
A wonderful, dear, old, fat, senile man.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the fat one, and this is episode... Oh, poor Big Fatty, how did you fuck it up so quick? It is episode... 585 of the BFO for Friday, the 30th of April, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, God only knows, but there are voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, and one's from Jeremiah. Dear Gussie, hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty is on the road. He is on the road. Up to the car lot, North Kakalaki, because y'all, it is the big horror weekend up there, and the horror group in car lot is celebrating its 24th anniversarium, and y'all, their theme. For this year is Studio 24, and y'all, I'm sure it's going to be all kinds of wigs and mirrored balls and y'all, lots of drinking, because y'all, that's what happened back in the day, yes, Big Fatty, back in the day, and so I'll be up there all weekend, and I'll be heading on back to Upchuck on Sunday, and y'all, I'm looking forward to a nice relaxing weekend, cause y'all, I'm telling you, today or Thursday in the coal mine, it was a little tense. It was just a little tense, and y'all, yesterday I said we just had to get through stuff. Well, y'all, there was more stuff today to get through. And but y'all, we have prevailed, and hopefully things are going to be all better. And y'all, I hope you've taken the time to go over to the Stars and Rattan, which you can get to by going to over to the BFO, and y'all just leave a little comment over there, Vanessa and Derek, if he is reading them, and just let them know that we're going to miss them, and that we hope things are going to work out just fine for the two of them, and that yes, Big Fatty, just move on, okay. So, because, y'all, it's easier for you to go read about it and all than for me to sit here and natter about it. Now, y'all, I was waiting to belch, but, y'all, I haven't belched a whole lot this afternoon, which really worries me quite a bit. Lord, cooling the brain. But, y'all, For lunch on Thursday, y'all, I could not hold off any longer. I went to the KFC. Y'all, I believe that I am doing some buttocks burping today because, y'all, it is vile. But I went to the KFC, y'all, and I got the double down. Yes, Big Fatty, you got the double down. And, but y'all, I got the grilled, the Kentucky grilled chicken double down. And I did not, I did not get the Colonel sauce on it because, y'all, I plan on having plenty of sauce this, oh, man. Plenty of sauce this weekend, so I laid off the sauce on it. But y'all, the grilled chicken, It wasn't bad. It really wasn't bad, and it came with the one side item and a beverage. And y'all, I had the half sweet and half unsweet tea. That is the KFC double down. And then I got the potato, the Colonel's wedges, the potato wedges, because y'all, you know, since I didn't get the fried one, I figured I needed to increase my grease intake with that. And y'all, this afternoon, that Joe, yes, Big Friday, Joe in Dallas, I believe that is in Tejas. Joe in Dallas sent me a tweet saying, "Big Friday, you have influenced the world of eating again." And y'all, you know, about that time I had to write him back and say, yes, I had one of those already. But anyway, y'all, I don't really have a whole lot to chit-a-chat today. We've got a couple of voice letters we're going to play. And y'all, I have changed my mind. I have changed my mind about playing Terminally Single Tim's repeat message. Y'all, I've rethought it. I have rethought it. I said, Big Friday, if he took the time to call, you should take the time to play it, even though it's exactly the same as the other one. And y'all, that's what I thought. And so that's what I'm going to do. Now, y'all, one thing I haven't done in a while, and I'm going to... I have just received an e-letter from that Kim Beaver. And y'all, you heard, she sent our little Aussie battler, Scotty, sent him a message at the top of today's show, which he read. And y'all, by the way, that Kim says she uses a dental dam every day. I don't know what that means, but good on you. Good on you, Kim Beaver. But y'all, that is so nice of her to take up for the fat one. Yes, Big Freddy, it is lovely that she did that. Oh, dear Gussie. Now, y'all, you know what that sound indicates. That sound indicates that we are at T-minus 7 days and counting until the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Until the Sea Hag celebrates her 75th birthday, y'all. And y'all, I fear. Based on the full moon this week and her mental state, I fear this may be a traumatic birthday for her. But y'all, if you've got something that you just want to get rid of, put it in a box and mail it to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And y'all, the old people, they love dusting powder and stuff like that. So just send some of that stuff. Send it to your favorite auntie, or you can just send it to Vera.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
That one, I'm giving you my call again because you said you only had one voice letter from Wes, the country boy, but I called you over a week ago. So I don't know if you lost the message, what you did with the message, but you got called a week ago. And my message was that I'm going to be your conscience for the day and tell you that, burping and tell us what we had, we're over that. Don't tell anyone, but everyone's over that. So, yeah, we don't need to be doing that no more because I think you gross us all out, especially your grandson, Steven. So I'm just speaking for everyone. I'm just saying what everyone else is afraid to. And then I said, secondly, scratch off games, podcasting goals. You need to keep that up. So everyone needs to send the fat one more scratch off tickets so we can hear it on air. So I'm saying, so here's my message again. so don't lose it. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Tim, you're exactly right. Everybody needs to send Big Fatty some more of the scratch-offs. Y'all, I put in the petroleum from the BP. From the BP petroleum scratch-offs, I put them in the game card, second opportunity, and y'all didn't win. So anyway, but Tim, I think you said everybody wants you to stop bipping and telling us what you ate. And y'all, that's not true. It is just not true because y'all, I received an e-letter from Julie. Y'all, she's been worried. I'm telling you, she has just been worried. She writes, Big Fatty, how dare the other listeners who complain about your burp flavored by what you, how dare the, no, I, Big Fatty, she has written it wrong and you read it wrong. Okay, let's try it again. How dare the other listeners complain about your burp flavored by what you have recently eaten? I love getting dinner ideas from listening. That she crab soup sounded like it would smell great. Besides, you might blow up if you don't burp. Shouldn't your alter ego who talks during the show have a name? He is a bit impatient and sometimes prim. Worried sick that you will quit burping, Julie. Now, y'all, I don't know who she's talking about this alter ego. Because, you know, anyway. But, Julie, Tim says that everybody wants me to stop. So, I'm in a quandary. I am just in a quandary about this. So, y'all, you need to let Big Fatty, know what you think about the telling you what I had to eat. Yes, Big Fatty, we think it's lovely. But anyway, y'all, speaking of something that's lovely to eat, we have a call. A call from the gay country boy. That would be Wes.
Hello, it's gay country boy. I just heard you on episode 17 of Little Fatty Podcast, and you mentioned something about the little boy at the dock, not, you know, snatches on bikes or snatch-a-sickles is what we call them. Anyway, I don't believe he stuck his finger in the dike, which just sounds so gross, but I think it was his whole fist. In my book that I was read to when I was little, the picture had his whole arm up in there. Come to think about it, he kind of looked like you. Who knew? But anyway, he did stop Amsterdam from flooding, and we are always so thankful for the little boy at the dock. So just wanted to call and mention that, and hope you're doing wonderful. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that was Wes, the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No! No, Big Patty, please! But anyway, y'all, Wes mentioned in his little story there, he mentioned something that, which has left my mind. But anyway, y'all, he mentioned that he remembered seeing a picture, and y'all, I would have thought a picture was a vessel for a liquid, but I think he meant picture, but you know. Picture. It's a picture. Yes, Big Fatty. It's a lovely picture. It's a lovely, lovely picture. And y'all, if you would like to see a lovely picture of Wes the Gay Country Boy, I'm sure that Kim Beaver can post one over there at the new lodge, y'all. It is a brand new lodge. So anyway, now y'all, our final voice letter for the month is from the one and only Jeremiah. And y'all, quite frankly, he's upset. He is very upset, y'all, and he's worried. He is worried about Vera turning 75. I know what I was going to say about Country Boy West. He said that he heard me talking about it on the LFC. And y'all, although I will be in the car lot, I will be in the car lot and will not, no, Big Friday, you will not be on the show. I will not be on the LFC. I have spoken to Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And he does plan to do an LFC later tonight. That'd be at 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. That is in the only time zone that matters. But y'all, if I get a chance, I might call in. Yes, Big Fatty, that would be lovely. But could you please play the Jeremiah phone call? Yes, we can't wait to hear of his troubling message.
Big Fatty, I am calling in to the BFO Suicide Prevention Hotline. It's Vera. It has finally happened. On her show the other day, she was talking about the full moon and how it had put her in a cell. She's baying and howling at the moon and clawing at herself and rolling all around on the ground, and she's just gloom, agony, and despair. She feels like the world has fell over out there in the woodland hills. And Big Fatty, it is time to charge the gates and break them down. Because I fear that Vera and Eunice and Conscience will be hung should you not do this. Immediately, the Suicide Prevention BFO Jalopy needs to be assembled and the light needs to be turned on and go save Vera. You know, it all started when she was in that Toyota Prius and almost died. I don't even know what to say about that. You know, they just don't drive those kind of cars around here. Anyway, Big Fatty, let us know how the intervention and the saving of Vera go. Because you are the only one that can be entrusted to go out there and save Vera. Others may let her perish and wail over her coffin. All right, Big Fatty, go in peace.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Jeremiah is worked up, y'all, and I don't understand it. He's evidently worried. Maybe he is the male version of Julie. Maybe he is just worried sick. He is worried sick about the hag. And y'all, I'm telling you, the 75th birthday, it's a milestone. It is the diamond. It is the diamond birthday, and y'all, it is hard. It's hard to accept your mortality, and y'all. So you know, there may be a foundation to Jeremiah's concerns. Now, y'all, next month, which starts on Saturday, y'all, I believe that Kim Beaver has a birthday in May, but y'all, for the life of me, I can't, oh dear Gussie, I cannot remember what the date is, and y'all, I've asked three or four times, and y'all, you know, it's not nice to ask a lady her age, but I'm not asking her age, y'all, I just want to know when her birthday is, so that because, you know, y'all, last year, I missed it. I just missed it. And so, y'all, if you happen to know when Kim Beaver's birthday is, oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty is checking the Twitties. If you happen to know when it is, y'all, please send that to Big Fatty. And happy birthday, Kevin!
Wonderful, dear, old, fat, senile man.
I wouldn't say those things about Kevin. He is a nice man.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.